under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house in the next segment. So Ask the Vet. Sioux Animal Hospital is in session. Send me a text message, 231-360-5140, with any questions you'd like me to ask Dr. Jeff, and I'll be sure to get them into the show for you. Also, there's some other breaking news happening around the Capitol in Lansing this morning. Kind of interesting. Very interesting. The process of the budget still continues. This is something that I think the possibility of is that the process is supposed to be over and done with. Governor signed it, had actually a couple of ceremonial signings at various locations around the state of Michigan. But now many of these bureaucratic agencies, departments are doing deep dives into it, and they're not happy. Especially the Attorney General's office. I guess she didn't bother to read the budget prior to the governor signing it, but it really didn't matter anyway because she's simply part of the executive branch. The budget is the responsibility of the state representatives and the state senators negotiating back and forth because they represent us, we the people. When they pass a budget, they send it to the governor for signing. The governor then has the option to veto any line item she doesn't like. Well, that didn't happen this year. First time in a long time that the governor actually signed the budget the way it was passed from both chambers. Well, cuts were made to certain bureaucratic agencies and departments, and Dana Nessel, excuse me, Dana Nessel's not happy. Oh, poor baby. Major reduction in her overall budget, forcing her to kind of shift some funds around and to try to reduce the impact of the cut budget that came from the legislature. So we got that story lined up. We also have some other stories from Washington. Got a great show lined up for you today. So again, if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, text them to me right now, 231 360-5140. We'll get those into the conversation and ask Dr. Jeff whatever you would like. Want to remind you that there is a Homesteaders Expo this Saturday from 10 to 4 in Gaylord, the Fellowship Church there on West Street. Give me a text of Expo, E-X-P-O. I'll send you the flyer. Lots of booths, lots of vendors. They even have speakers, presentations for you to come and hear. It's going to be free to the public. Just asking for donations. If you grab a hot dog or a hamburger, greatly appreciate that. 10 to 4 this Saturday. Text me Expo, E-X-P-O, and I'll send you the flyer. Dr. Jeff in the house, Ask the Vet. In the next segment, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us as usual, Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What's happening up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Not a lot, other than it rained pretty good yesterday. so just kind of recouping from, we had our open house there last Thursday, and we had a pretty good turnout for that. Actually, we had one of the highest turnouts. So what the chamber does up here, they always have what's called Business After Five, and every month they'll take a local business and just kind of highlight it, you know, give it an open house, and you can walk in, people can tour the business and things like that. And
sure.
This is one of the first times, too, we actually opened the whole hospital so people could walk in back, see the treatment area, see our surgical area, see the large animal area, you know, and everything like that. So, and see all the equipment we have and everything. So, everybody had a pretty good time. It was a good turnout.
What was the overall response of all the expansion and everything that you did?
Yeah. The biggest thing is everybody doesn't realize how big this building actually is, because the lot is a narrow lot. I sit on 5 acres, but we're only 200 foot wide. We're like 1,300 deep. And when I did the expansion, I really couldn't go any wider at all, so we had to go deeper. And you can't really see from the road how big the back part of the building is, like where you've been back here.
Sure.
Yeah, the original building was built in 83, I think, 83, 84, 83. And it's only 2,400 square feet. My addition is 3,200 square feet.
Oh, yeah.
I built it in 2012. And then I even built it like 25% bigger than I thought I would need. Yeah, I need to build again.
Yeah.
We need to add to it. So
add on to it. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I want people to understand is you've made some major improvements in the very back about what you're able to do with the large breed animals. Explain that part of it.
Well, what we did is we used to have a boarding kennel in here, and it, you know, it was okay, and it, you know, kind of helped, but it, at the end of the day, we're still a business, and you got to look at cost versus, you know, income. And at the end of the day, it wasn't making sense for us to copy something boarding that other kennels in the area are doing. Okay.
Sure.
And so we're going to let them do what they need to do, which is, and quit competing with them too, you know. Okay. You know, so, we kind of shoved that off. Well, what that's done is that's opened up my huge back end that now we're tearing the old kennels out and we're putting stocks. We can bring horses right in. Actually, I have a horse coming in for a procedure this afternoon, for a mini, which is great because I'm not out in the cold, rainy, trying to do this, and the clients love it too because it's nice and warm, which also means that we can do dentals, we can do floats, we can do lots of procedures and stuff here in the building,
right?
Yeah, all now, through the winter too. So
all
yeah.
through the winter, that was the yep. main point.
Yep.
Because so many times I get text messages like, "Hey, can you give me Dr. Jeff's number? Maybe even his cell phone number." We've got somewhat of an emergency here. You know, we needed to make an emergency farm call. And it's like, well, middle of winter, that makes it a little difficult.
Yep.
Sometimes probably a lot easier for them to trailer the animal and bring it right into your building.
Yeah, yeah. There's still only three of us here, and we're still really busy. So hopefully by the spring we'll have four of us here. But I tell people, if you even think you might be having an emergency or problem, call us during the day. Bother us, okay? I would rather talk to you during the day. I'd rather say, yeah, bring them in or that, because it is much easier and much more effective to deal with things immediately. And a lot of times we can head off a real emergency if we get it caught early enough. Biggest thing is like you think your horse is colicking. That's usually the biggest thing here. And a lot of times, especially what I do with my clients, because we have clients that are like, you know, 2 hours away. And okay, even if you're colicking, to get there is just logistically, it's just what it is, you know, because
sure.
there's already a veterinarian shortage, and you have then to add on top of that, you know, a massive shortage of large animal veterinarians. To that end, we have kits that we equip our, that we can, you know, equip our, you know, our clients with, that has first aid stuff in there. It's almost like, it's almost like the Apollo 13 thing. If everybody watched that movie, which is based on real events,
sure.
The biggest thing I learned, never travel with Tom Hanks. It's not going to end well. But the, but what they did to figure out, oh, it's a problem. The CO2, the C, carbon dioxide scrubbers weren't going to work, yada, yada, yada. So basically they brought in, put all the engineers in a room, brought in a box of stuff. Okay, this is what these guys have in the spacecraft. Boom, that's all you get. Solve the problem. And then they came up with a solution. So basically, it's kind of the same thing. If you have one of our kits, I know what you have. I could look at it. You give me the signs, and I go, okay, do this, 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 and this. Okay?
Sure.
And if you're an active client, we sell these kits too. Anybody can come buy one. Biggest difference is if you're a client, that I can actually put drugs in there like Banamine and some sedation and things like that. If you're not a client, those are prescription drugs. I can't sell them to you. If you want to become a client, then we can sell them to you. But but I strongly, really recommend everybody. I have a huge kit that I carry in my my horse trailer. Just, you know, because I got a little bit more advanced. I got tubes and stuff like that in case I'm at a horse show or whatever, and somebody's colicking. You know, I can actually, you know, I'm there. I can actually do stuff with it. So,
right,
but yeah,
right,
everybody should have an advanced kit.
Now, how does that take place? Is that something that is kind of like an asthma attack, or is that something that slowly starts up and then gets progressively more worse with the horse? Is it something like that? What, describe what, how that process works.
Well, it's, colic just means abdominal pain, and here's the biggest thing: horses and rabbits can't vomit. Okay, so what happens is if they get constipated or something, or things that would normally upset like a dog would just throw up and feel better. Horses can't. And usually most colics are start out as impaction or just like upset stomach, where they're maybe got a little dehydrated, which is coming into winter here, so we have to watch that. I see more dehydration colics in winter than I do in summer, which is a little counterintuitive. But it usually starts out like that. You start with a little bit of abdominal pain. Horse is kind of looking at his flank. Maybe, you know, kind of act not wanting to eat as much, you know, da-da-da-da. If you catch it early and treat it early, usually with the anti-inflammatory and pain medication, and then try to get some electrolyte solution into them and feed them a soft mash and things like that, you can get, hopefully knock things loose and get it going. But if you leave it alone, it can go to the point where there's massive impaction, where some people do perform surgery on these animals to try to relieve the impaction. And sometimes and the horse people know what I'm talking about, sometimes part of the intestinal tract can twist. And honestly, at that point, I to be blunt, once you twist, game over. You're game over.
Really?
There's really. I actually did have a colic here a week or two ago, and that's what happened with the horse. We were working on it, and then we literally could watch tell it was twisting while I was here, and there's nothing we could do about it. It's just, and it was the same thing, that the horse had been off for a few days prior, and then brought him in, and by the time we got at him, it was a little
just too late.
Too late, you know. It's so,
wow. I didn't realize it could potentially become lethal.
Yeah, that is the bane of every horse owner, is colic. So like I tell people, have your kit, get with your veterinarian, have Banamine on hand. Banamine is a pain medication that we can give horses, like injectable aspirin kind of deal. And if you catch it early, it'll either fix the problem or at least slow the process down to the point where you can get somewhere and get treatment done. You know, or can get the vet out or whatever.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah. So, but to bounce off that, we talk about what we need to do in the winter. We have, like I said, we're coming into winter now. Horses don't like to drink in the winter. Okay. You're still feeding them hay, and we have more dehydration problems in winter than we do in summer. So what you need to start doing, and I just started doing this with my horses, get yourself some salt. I go down and buy the 50-pound bag of trace mineral salt from Tractor Supply Company.
Yeah.
And I don't even measure it out. I just kind of grab a small handful and just blam, you know, emerald, bam, right in the food. And the
in the food you're saying.
Put them in with their grain. Yep. Just okay. Once a day, give them a little salt. Make sure they have access to water. Okay. But
yeah.
That salt is just going to then obviously encourage them to drink more. And as they drink more, then that's going to, you know, keep everything nice and hydrated and moving like it's supposed to.
Right. The digestive system and everything is going to flow and hopefully prevent the colic from beginning. Because that is totally amazing to me. Like I said, I had no idea about, you know, things twisting, leading to death. Yep. I heard of colic before, but I didn't realize how, you know, potentially lethal it could be. That's interesting. I got a text message on that point. He says his uncle had a horse that died from colic.
Yeah.
And by the time the vet was called, how is it that you determine things are twisting? Is that done with x-rays? You feel that? How does that work?
Well, you're usually doing it on the farm, you know, and then to have a machine big enough to x-ray a horse is, you know, that's a big machine. Yeah. And so you do it by history, them telling you what's going on, what happened, physical exam, or looking at the gums, looking at the color of, you know, of the gums and things like that. And usually you can listen to gut sounds. We'll listen to their belly. Sometimes we'll do a rectal exam. You can reach in rectally. You can do an ultrasound too, can help you. That's how I got this, figured the last one out, because we ultrasounded them and did a rectal. But, and also they don't respond to the pain medicine. So usually first thing I roll on their horse colicking, look at them real quick, boop, boop, yep, looks like he's colicking. First thing I do is I give him pain medication and a little sedation, okay?
Yeah.
In a regular colic, that will immediately drop the heart rate. You can tell the horse just feels better. He's like, I feel better. And then usually at that time, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll give the Banamine, and then we tube them, you know, up the nose an electrolyte solution to help soften up all that ingesta and everything and get things moving. In a horse that's twisted, I don't care how much drug you pump into them, you cannot get in front of that pain. That's another way. So you start adding all the pieces together and you go, yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah, I got bad news for you guys.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number to Sioux Animal Hospital, 906 up in Sioux, St. Marie, Michigan, 906-635-5910. And I can honestly say I've had numerous listeners take their animals from downstate. Officer Rick, Nieper, others, driven up north. There's a hotel right next door to the Sioux Animal Hospital. And you can spend the night there, get there first thing in the morning. If your animal requires, you know, surgery or whatever, you need to get the records up to Dr. Jeff so he can look everything over from your vet downstate. And Jeff, you want them to email that to you up there at Sioux Animal Hospital. The email address again?
It's info, INFO, at Sioux Animal Hospital, and it's spelled SAULT, Animal Hospital, all together, .com.
Info at SiouxAnimalHospital.com.
Yep.
Email the vet's records up there. Jeff can look them over and then maybe even do a phone call with you.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have the video thing set up. We'll be able to do video conferencing. I want to talk to you about
telehealth. Yeah. We're getting there.
Lansing's involved in it, Jeff. We'll talk about it next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Brother.
Have a good week.
All right. Thanks.
On the hour news break of hour number one, we'll be right back.